Welcome to a series of netcasts brought to you by Yale University. This is Mark Turin discussing his work with the World Oral Literature Project to preserve endangered languages and oral traditions and digitize existing records.
I've been working in Nepal since 1991, but with the Thangmi community in Nepal and Darjeeling since 1996. I started out to document this endangered language. It's a Tibeto-Burman language spoken by a speech community of about 30,000 people in Nepal and some in India as well. And it became very clear to me that this language is not only crying out for documentation, but was an unusual language, both in its register of shamanic speech. They have an elevated speech that the Thangmi shamans use when they go into ritual trance, but also because, like many undocumented languages, Thangmi is oral. It has no written form. And as I was battling in a way to textualize this language using the International Phonetic Alphabet and trying to document the language in linguistic code, the ethnic community themselves, the speech community, were very eager to have some documents that they could use. Documents that could be used in local schools for adult outreach programs and also to represent their language to the national government for the first time. Now, Nepal is home to at least 100 languages from four different language families. In fact, the Himalayan region is one of those ethno-linguistic hotspots, like Papua New Guinea and parts of sub-Saharan Africa and parts of the Amazon. And it was very apparent to me during the course of this research, it took me almost a decade to produce my book that just came out on the language and the culture, that there's much more work to be done. And part of that work involves linking and networking researchers that have worked in different parts of the world on distinct language groups, putting them together for the first time. But something that is maybe more surprising, it certainly was to me, is that there are already excellent records for many of the world's languages and cultures sitting in museums or private collections and archives around the world. We think particularly of the late imperial nations, so the British, the French, and also the Dutch, but also in the US, we have enormously rich collections here at Yale also of material culture, but also documents and recordings of some of these endangered speech traditions. I call them the voices of the vanishing worlds. Now, those collections are sometimes poorly documented, often languishing if they haven't been digitized, sometimes with very poor catalog information, so people don't even know what they've got. And I believe it's very important that not only do we stimulate and support work in the field, urgent anthropology right now, but that we do something to preserve and protect those recordings from previous generations. And the World Oral Literature Project was established in large part to do that, both to connect with field workers and also to support the enrichment of collections that we have already in our own institutions. I use the words collect, protect, and connect to describe what we do. We collect materials not in an acquisitive or kind of aggressive manner, but in a responsible way predicated on collaborations with communities and with archives around the world. And some of those materials are things that just need to be digitized and then they become alive again. We protect the material, whether it be fieldwork that we've supported through the project. We've given out 18 grants now to projects around the world doing work, or by preserving the materials in the best of all possible way, the collections that we already have, making sure that they're in temperature control environments, that they are responsibly curated, and also that they are disseminated online when that's appropriate. And the last part is the connection, which is the most exciting. And that's when we return materials to communities of origin. In many parts of the world, they have not seen the videos or the early film, the wax cylinder recordings. They've not been privy to the documents of previous generations. And anthropologists, linguists, and scholars who work in this kind of disciplinary community have privileged access to these communities. So we have, I would say, a responsibility to make sure the work done by our intellectual ancestors is returned to communities of origin.
That was Mark Turin discussing his work with the World Oral Literature Project to preserve endangered languages and oral traditions and digitize existing records.